So the Gemara on Samaches Amir Beis starts with a shaila about Big Day Kahuna if it's nitin lahanis behen. If you're allowed to be nana from it, even la'achra avoid. The Gemara is a shaila, the Gemara goes back and forth, and the Maskonas HaGemara, we say that, the Gemara brings it right, that the Ma'is Big Day Kahuna, you could wear even shleibesh asaf oida. It is nitin lahanis behen. But in the Gemara, when the Gemara tries to bring a right from our Mishnah, the Gemara tries to bring a right from our Mishnah that we know that the Kohen Gadol he lanes the Parsha, and the Mishnah says he's allowed to lane the Parsha whether he has the option of laning it with the Big Day Kahuna or not. So the Gemara says obviously if it's only optional, obviously it's not an avoda. And I feel he's allowed to wear the Big Day Kahuna. So Vayis Toyes said that it's nitin lahanis nini. So the Gemara is matcha the right. As I wanted to focus on the Gemara's teretz. The Gemara says, Dilma shiny kriya, the tzarech avoidahi. The Gemara says that kriya could be his anush. Even if you say Big Day Kahuna is nitin lahanis, I feel hachi, everyone could be masking. Even if the dog is not in the honest, thank you. If I feel like kriya is, you could be
tzarech avoda.
Kriya tzarech avoda. So you could with the begotten by chas to kriya because it's tzarech avoda. It's tzarech to avoda. The Gemara says the same thing. The achilo. It's mavur that the b'chas achilo. They're allowed to wear the kahuna. They're allowed to wear the big kahuna. The Gemara says because achilo is also tzarech avoda because. It's life in the kapara. It's the kahanim are oichlim and the bailam are miskatim. They get an extra kapara with achilas the kahanim. So meila, since it's tzarech avoda, therefore everyone agrees that you're allowed to wear the beit kahuna at that time. So first of all, just to try to understand what's genoy that tzarech avoda. Why is kriya leaning the parasha tzarech avoda? The bishlam, if you say the bishlam by achila. Echila, the mice are too zayif in the avoida, in the carbon because it's bailam miskarpin. So there's a kapar that's taking place. But when you get the kriya, what's the tzarech avoida of the kriya? Why is kriya tzarech avoida? So Kanira, the meiri seems to discuss this nakuda, and Meiri says that Yesh Oimrim that this kriya is ma'akeves, the kriya of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is ma'akev. It's ma'akev in the avoda. And the raya he says that this Yesh Oimrim brings is from our Gemara. Gemara says it's a kriya tzarech avoda. So kipshuta, what they seem to be bothered with is why is it called a tzarech avoda? It's a tzarech avoda because it's ma'akiv in the avoda. Since it's ma'akiv in the avoda, that's why it's a tzarech avoda. It's necessary for the avoda. The Meiri goes on to say that he comes to argue on this shita and he says avoda it's not ma'akiv. It's not ma'akiv, and I can call it a tzarech avoda because since it's part of the seida avoda, since it's part of the seida avoda. So it's shaykh to the avoda. So it's an extension of the avoda. It's shaykh to the avoda. Therefore, since it's part of the seida avoda, it's part of the avoda that you're supposed to be kairi the parsha. In Mela, you can say it's a tzarech avoda. But l'chayr, what we have to understand in this teretz is l'chayr. What's the pshat? What's the pshat in the Gemara's teretz? How does the fact that it's a tzarech avoda miyash the kasha? The question was that the Big Day Kahuna, if you hold Big Day Kahuna, you cannot be nana. What's the pshat that you let it with the Big Day Kahuna b'shas kriya? The Gemara says it's a tzarech avoda. But at the end of the day is that if you don't need it for the avoda, if it's not an avoda, if you don't have to wear the Big Day Kahuna, it's not necessary to wear the Big Day Kahuna. So wearing the Big Day Kahuna l'chayre is extra.
You're right, not ma'akev. But Lomaisa, that's the Seder, so that the Torah was matter it. Even if it's the Rabbanon. even if it's nishken kriya dairaisa. But lemaisa, this is the way things are done. This is the seder. So, anyway, you could wear it. You're doing it for something else. But if this is what's done, so this is the way it's done. You're not mechuyev to do things different in order not to wear it.
Okay, so maybe
that's what it sounds like. That's the bet from the Gemara. What's this tzorech avoida? Although it's avoida, it's nishkein avoida. It's donzach, a musik, tzorech avoida. You need to do it, even if it's not a kriya dairaisa.
Because I'm not sure 100% what you're saying, but maybe I'm going to say similar to what you're saying. I saw in the Mikdash David, I found he addresses this question, and Mikdash David says that the Pshat in the Gemara says the Tzarech Avodah. He says he wants to explain it that we know that the Rishonim that come to explain the other man d'amar who holds Bidei Kuno are nitin lehonis. What's the Pshat that you are allowed to be nana? So the Rishonim that explain it the Tais Yishonim and the Tais Rosh bring down this pshat, that the reason is because Lev Bezdin Masna Aleim. Bezdin has the koyach to make a certain tenoyim in the Chalais Kedusha, and they can, and so Mela, since they had that koyach, so they could make a tenai in the Kedusha of the Bigdei Kahuna that there's no Mila, that there shouldn't be any Mila. since the kind of need to have the allowance of being able to wear it extra, because they can't take it right away, so Mela they took off the whole meal. Bezin took off the meal. They made a tenai in the kedusha. So working with that mahalach, the Mikdash David says that even the man damu who holds bigdei kuna are not itul lahanis mehen. You can't be nen. So obviously they hold that the bezin is not masna. We don't have Lev Bezdin Masna Lev. But Afilu Hachi, B'Shas Kriya, we say Lev Bezdin Masna Lev. That's the Pshat. I mean, they're masking somewhat that you do say Lev Bezdin. They don't say it across the board. But Akabon, they'll say it B'Mikzas, that B'Shas Kriya, B'Shas Tzarech Avoida, B'Shas Achila, we'll say Lev Bezdin Masna Lev. That's what the Mikdash David wants to explain the Gemara's Teretz. So,
what's this koyach Lev Bezdin Masna Aleim? How do we have that koyach?
Where does the koyach come from?
Nishkein Hefka Bezdin Hefka. They have a koyach. Just take off Mila and Gansan. Why should be Mila Bechlal? Just remove Mila.
You're asking how do they have a koyach Bechlal, or how do they have a koyach over here?
Bechlal, and if they do it, so just remove it at all, because there will be a koyach that may forget, may walk out, go outside, and it'll be Mila. If you could just take off Mila, so just take it off.
You wash the only, only go halfway, you're saying?
Yeah, and what's this koyach? Well, what is this Lev Bezdin Masna?
Well, Lev Bezdin Masna, we find in the Gemara. The Gemara has said such a, we find such a muslik that certain places of Bezdin, by when they get to Kabana Sibur or Zachen, that are, when they get to the I guess more of a general hektish, Chumas Alishka, so we find that there's some sort of koyach, the Bezdin has a right to sort of implement In the kedusha, that the kedusha is
like
a certain tenoyim.
Then he has a shaykh has how much to limit his neder to the thing. It's hektish. They're maktish it. The people who gave money, they take in. They're maktish. They make the for the begotten. So the
question that you're asking really Tais Hashanah asks on this pshat, he says that if once the hektish is chal, how could Bezin start playing around with the kedusha and say
chal,
that
they're doing it before it's chal, they're saying this is how it's going to be chal, it's always kishal
chatchila. So his question really is how could Bezin, where does Bezin have the right to go say that we're making it hektish without certain dinim of the kedusha? I mean, as the Torah is what determines what the dinim of hektish are. If the din of hektish is that there's Mila, how could Bezin say that we want it to be hektish without Mila? Where does Bezin have that right? And Bezin could maybe have a right to decide what kind of kedusha it's going to be chal. It's going to be chal a carbon oil, a carbon shlamim, by the Chumash Lushka, by the shkolim. The certain hechatimsis where Bezin has the right to say that Bezin has the right to go make up their tenoyim in the kedusha. That's really more in how in what's being chal, not how the chalos is going to be chal.
So Now you're asking another question. Don't have a bichal at all. Why do you need it at all? If there's such a thing, just don't have mi'u at all.
Yes, I don't know exactly what the beer on the machlokes is according to the Midrash. What's the pshat that the man who holds both bidik and nitnit lahanes he holds that bezin went across the board. The man who holds that tanit lahanes, they only said that only the mixas. I'm not sure he's not masber what the pshat is when you say it, when no you say it.
What about the svar when nitnit teremach and sharis? So you know, that makes it that you just can't meal. We find that in other places, or other parts of meal, just only time achasharis. It's just not.
Yeah, but that wouldn't say that they have a right to be meal even in a bechlal. Our question is even pat. As a nitta term of achasharis, maybe that only allows them for 5 minutes after the avodah. They have to take it off.
Annoyance, but not right. Achil and not kriya.
Yeah, not you know, not just to hang around with it. Mm-hmm. We're wearing it all day. So it could be just another pasuk mahalach to explain the Gemara's teretz. I was thinking like this. If you know the whole shah of the Gemara is benegeit to shloi b'shas avoida. What's with benegeit to b'shas avoida? Now b'shas avoida, everybody agrees that b'shas avoida, obviously they're a lot of weird. They're supposed to wear it. B'shas the regular avoida. They're supposed to be the kun. Lamaisa, they're also big nana. Right? Why isn't the issue of me'ila coming up b'shas avod? So obviously, if they're supposed to wear it, so obviously there's no problem. The question is, what's the pshat? So you can hear it in one or two ways. Either the pshat is that there's taka a hano, and maybe. There should have been a mi'ilah going on over here, but the Maaseh Teretz says that since you're supposed to wear it, so we're going to ignore your hana, and we're going to say that it's like a mitzvah zvakach. You're supposed to wear the begadim, and even though you'll have hana, but Teretz matad hana. Or you could say that really it's not the pshat that there's an iser and the Teretz matad hana, but there is no iser b'chlal. The pshat is that in as much as the Torah says that you're supposed to wear the begotten mishas avoda, so part of this is levisha. Torah is saying that you're supposed to, these are supposed to be your clothing, mishas avoda. So the Torah was even taking into consideration the hano that this is what you're supposed to be wearing. So it's not the pshat that I'm being over an iser mishas when I'm wearing the clothing. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. It's not a ma'isa iser. I'm supposed to be lavish the clothing the way it's supposed to be worn, obviously, and so therefore, it's at that time it's considered a ma'isa heter.
Claiming if it's hutra or dechuya.
Huh?
Hutra or dechuya.
I'm not even claiming if it's hutra or dechuya. According to the first time, you could say it, maybe it's a hutra. I'm trying to say maybe it's even more than hutra. I'm trying to say that there's no iser. B'shas avoda. Torah was saying that this is what you're supposed to be wearing. Torah is you're supposed to be nana. It could be it's even a stronger hutra. Because even you say that it's both a hutra, but it's a stronger way of saying that it's mutter. It's not the pshat that I'm doing the iser. The Torah is saying that we're going to ignore the fact that I'm being over an iser. The Torah is saying that this is a mamash a ma'isa heter. I'm doing a different ma'isa. It's not considered my own eigene hano, my own personal hano. It's considered this is the way you're supposed to be lavish during the avoda. This is lavishas avoda.
How do you learn any other mitzvah? Yibum, eshezach. You say the same thing. You're going to say the same thing, the same. You have to do a mitzvah.
It's not a over here. I'm not involved in the chalitza. I'm saying each sugya could be a different shmuz. It could be related to that also. It could be considered the same shalva there too. I'm not. I'm saying, but
I'm saying other places. The Torah says the mitzvah. This is how you do it. So
yeah, it's an echanami. You can consider the same shalva by every yibum in echanami. So if you name like that sad that this is the oifen of how you're supposed to be loivish, so then Because if the pshat is that it's considered a lavishas avoda, it's not pshat. I'm being nan the pshat the avoda. But this is what I'm supposed to be doing. So then it's you're talking to say that even if lemaisa there's no, I don't have to be oivid. I don't have to be oivid. But the Torah says that whenever you're supposed to do avoda, whenever there is something which is considered an avoda, whenever there's something which has a shem avoda, so at that time the Torah is saying that at the time of the avoda, there's in as much that you have the option of wearing the begadim, and begadim obviously are add something to the avoda. So
you talking about in a way that follows begotten, or even if you don't
even if you don't necessarily need a begotten, but if I could somehow say that this is something called an avoida, it has that there is some sort of element of avoida.
That's what tzorich avoida is heading at. That tzorich avoida means that gives it a certain tzad avoida.
Yeah, right. I mean, even something which just has a tzad avoida, if it has some sort of shem avoida. So then that will be enough just to say that we have to say that there's no ma'aseh heter. One second. So the mail over here. So if you talk, maybe this is good for the machlokes between the two pshatim in the Meiri. That the Yeshayim, in other words, the ma'aseh the Gemara says it's a tzarech avoid. That kriya is a tzarech avoid. It has some sort of shayches to avoid. Maybe it's the fact that it's ma'akev in the avoid. Makes it more shaykh to the avoda. Meaning what the Gemara is saying is that since it has some sort of tariq to the avoda, it's ma'akiv in the avoda, or like you says, it's part of the seda avoda, that allows it to give it a shem avoda. It makes it that it's part of the avoda. So the avoda the element of avoda that you have in the rest of the avoda is a yom. Can carry over to also to the kriya, which is a chiluk of that avodah. So and so therefore, since it now has a shem avodah, it's considered part of the avodah. So now that it's part of the avodah, so now I could say that I can rebi dekuna. So now, even though you'll ask a kashal, I don't have to wear the big dekuna. So the chayr it's extra, and if it's extra, I should say that I'm being nana shalei b'shas avodah. I'm being nana at a time where I don't have to wear the big dekuna. The answer is no, because since it has a shem avoida, it's considered an avoida. So by an avoida, the way we look at it is that when I'm being levishas begotim, it's not a levishas iser, it's levishas heter, it's levisha of avoida. That's my Torah says you should be levish. Your lavisha is considered a lavisha of avoda. Mela, the whole question maybe doesn't even start. Meaning, so that the mela, if you hold that you need to have avoda in order to wear the bidei kahuna, the Gemara is saying tzarech avoda is enough to say that I'm allowed to wear the bidei kahuna, and there's no problem with avoda, because in as much that it's considered an avoda, that's enough for me to say that I'm not considered being nana from the bidei kahuna.